Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Olar!
Good afternoon.
Isn't there like an Olar nerve or something like that? Olar.
The nerve.
Oh, the nerve.
There was someone... Olar the nerve.
Oh, no, it's Olner. Olner nerve. Olner.
Oh. Huh. Well, I'm sure we're cussing somebody out in Chinese or Swahili or something else.
I want to get that little angry letter I can't read.
Like there's some kind of word or a term for... when words in certain languages sound like bad words in other languages or totally different words. Like, I don't remember. There are certain, like, sometimes movies, the titles have to be changed. What was it? There was one. Well, I think Hirozaki, or I think I'm pronouncing that, the Mononoke Hime director and everything. I think one of his films in Japanese was Puta or something like that.
Yeah, Puta.
Like, yeah, you can't, you gotta be careful with this global society until Esperanto rages back onto the scene with such a flair as to ignite the sensations of the world.
That's the only way you can come in is with flair anymore.
Mm-hmm. Flares, that's how I go in everywhere, just shooting flares all over the place. So people
Sorry, I started
it's
that
for
fire.
Safety. Yeah. I was eating a rather, or I am eating a rather imposing banana at the time. I have to say. If you ever eat like a banana that's like especially large, it's a little bit emasculating.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Especially when it's bigger than you.
I mean, at first it's the most emasculating, but then as you emasculate yourself, it becomes less emasculating. So
yeah,
there's
the
good news.
You weather yourself. Like you get used to it.
It's an irony of emasculation.
Speaking of language and language barriers, it was funny. A friend of mine posted the other day, she's half Puerto Rican, her husband's half Mexican, so that makes their kids pretty
Puerto
diverse.
Rican.
They're moderately diverse. Anyway, her son said, oh, I know Spanish. And she's like, do you? He's like, yeah, aloha. And she's like, what? And apparently he meant to say hola, but instead he said aloha. And I'm like, that's pretty similar.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see where you get confused.
I'd never thought about that, because I never, you know, but all the same letters are there. Maybe he's dyslexic. Who knows?
Probably. Probably also retarded. Like
no,
the rest of
Jason,
you. I'm just saying. No, I'm just, it's not an offensive term. I am replacing mediocre with retarded. That's all. People don't like being called mediocre. Fine. Now you're retarded. You happy?
Who put you in charge, though?
I did.
Obviously.
Who has two thumbs and put this guy in charge? This guy.
Me.
Me. I just Austin Powers myself. Allow myself to introduce myself. No.
That's a mazong.
Other things. I just scaled my own teeth for the first time.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
It's possible. That's a new thing. It's pretty ragey.
Well, because is it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the natural world, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't.
I found a few
tutorials, so I guess that would explain why there are some tutorials that show and like old guys showing how to scale their own. It's kind of a gnarly subject to like
it
learn about.
I want to see the dirt on your teeth and show me.
But also, like, I literally, it was funny. I was at work last night at Domino's, and I remember, like, most other people, they're looking up phones of, like, silly music videos or, like, memes and stuff, and they're showing that around. Like, I think just that day earlier, like, Mike was showing me something, and I looked at it for, it was Freddy Krueger rapping.
That's great.
So we'll have to make sure to include that. There's a meme video going around of Freddy Krueger rapping, and it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It actually works. As it turns out, it's easy to impersonate Freddy Krueger because it's all prosthesis. So you can just anybody
turns
can look
out,
exactly
anybody
like Freddy Krueger.
Can be creepy.
You just cover yourself in latex and blades, and you're Freddy Krueger. Krueger. Or Edward Scissorhands.
I also shop at Krueger.
But so that we're all, I get all my blades at Kruger instead of Kroger. I get all my knives and my swords and my blades at Kruger.
All my masks.
Did you bring your Kruger rewards card?
Yes. Yes. Oh, nice. Is that? Do I get? What are the rewards like? Do I get coupons?
You get terror fuel.
Yeah.
You can fuel your dreams with terror. Fuel your imagination. Mm-hmm. Spark your imagination, if you will.
Hilarious.
All of that.
Anyway, they're
looking at those kind of videos that are just, you know, mildly entertaining. And then I just realized, like, last night I was sitting there watching at home demonstration of tooth scaling. Mm-hmm. And so looking at strangers extracting filth from their teeth on video and realizing at the time, it's like, this is gross, but I need to see this because I'm learning.
You need to learn. And this is the moment Jason realized he aged out of the pizza delivery program.
Yeah, I just raised my hand. I'm like, sorry, guys, I have to leave.
I have to go now. I feel I'm not supposed to be here anymore.
Yeah, I feel too life responsible to be working at a pizza place anymore.
Where, there are prerequisites.
Where
are
derelicts and criminals alike
all
transient through this space and thieve and pillage. They kind of do. We every now and then we get a new hire who we find out is stealing and we got to fire him. That's kind of the way it is. It's fun.
Well,
it's fun.
Had mentioned the other day, like in.
I would recommend everybody scale their own teeth or give it a try if you can. It's invigorating.
It's empowering. Is it really that invigorating?
Well, if you had teeth as calcium flaked as mine, I was in here just like I needed a chisel and hammer at first to like. I only got like
you
the backs
plaque?
And fronts of
you
the.
You need calcium.
No, well, the calcium, there's calcium deposits, though.
Oh,
I mean,
it's
calcium and plaque deposits. Like, the plaque is easy to scrape off, I think. Yeah. The calcium looks like more tooth, but it's not.
It does. It's, like, hardened. That's
it's hardened, so I had to, like, chip a bunch of that away. And now I feel better because that explains why every now and then it would seem my teeth would chip, but it was just calcium. My teeth are fine. But, and they're looking nice. So I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to finish my thought scaling. Oh, also, I guess before I forget, that does segue, or I don't want to, again, write down whatever you were going to say. Cause
I don't know.
Anyway, it's already gone. It's already gone. It's gone. Things that are more important than gender identity. There's a segue.
Are we making a list?
I have a few things that I've written down. Because... gender, the people who identify differently, and that doesn't include like other kin that I just heard about.
Okay.
That apparently are people who they're not like furries, and they're not like it's like a fusion of furries and gender trans people.
Oh.
They are people who actually think that they used to be or are currently like demon spirit animals or whatever. Like I'm a fox. They have these things called astral limbs and stuff like that. So they actually think, like, I'm a dragon with a tail and tits, I guess.
Oh,
I don't know.
Is that kind of like that guy who, like, is in love with and makes out with his pool animals?
Probably.
It sounds a lot like that. Like, they
I think it's the same thing.
That they're in love and in a relationship.
Well, then you,
like,
yeah,
and
then
their
you do
favorite
pool...
one is, like, the dolphin, and they literally make out with it.
Yeah, you do pool toy kin, then, I guess, is the nomenclature for it. You would, you just sort of put kin after whatever what we used to call a sick fetish. Now it's just akin.
Well, yeah, and now we need, like, awareness.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so they say. So the people, so the snake says that you need awareness of how good venom is for your blood. In any event.
Okay.
Things that are more important because that, the people who, like, the base, the people who identify as something human but other than male or female, I think they represent around a half of a percent of the population in the U.S., somewhere around there. So a lot of talk about it, very little representation. It's less than a percent. I believe it's less than half a percent, though. Anyway, things that are far more important than this that you hear nothing about. The aforementioned tooth scaling, dental hygiene. I look around, especially in Indiana. Well, since I moved away from the West Coast, I've noticed more. In Indiana, people have shit-ass teeth here. They make England just look like a pageant queen here, just missing teeth. Like, at least their teeth are clean. They're just sticking all out over the place. They didn't worry about orthodonture. It was just dentistry. But over here, it's like maybe we just straighten our teeth out as kids, but then no one remembers to clean them properly.
Well,
no one flosses.
I mean, they got a lot of soda pop.
A lot of soda pop.
A lot of soda pop.
A lot of sody pop. Everybody at work is always carrying on a big bucket of soda from the Firehouse Subs.
Actual? That,
well, the big, you know, the gulp, the big gulp. It's just, it's like 40 ounces.
Wow.
Or something of soda, and they can get unlimited refills. And the machine over there is one of those ones where you just program in what you want your liquid to taste like.
Oh my gosh, those drink machines are crazy.
It's scary.
So many options.
I'm waiting for them to release SodaStream versions of those in the home. I'm sure you already can. You can probably just buy a SodaStream in your house that's got a touch screen. Sons of bitches. Turn signals. Far more important. Turn indicators as
well,
our neighbors
and not enough awareness
over the pond
up about that. So here
that's,
we are.
Well, this no, this is my things more important than gender identity.
Oh
it's
my
a list.
Goodness! Oh,
turn signals.
Well, I feel like we can keep going down this path.
I've got two more.
Oh.
Groundskeeping, very important. Very nice to look after your grounds
when
to see
hasn't taken
to
care
see
of
that
grounds.
Hedges are trimmed, lawns are mowed, sidewalks are edged.
If people don't take care of it, can I judge them?
Yes, you can.
Okay,
I think that you can. You see, you pass a house that's all weedy and crappy, and there's all a bunch of crap sticking out and things sitting in the lawn and stuff like that. You can judge.
Okay.
You could even cast aspersions if you like. For all I care, mm-hmm. I would recommend it as a matter of course. And finally, on my list is soy milk turns you into a lady. Which brings us back to gender identity.
Oh, so this was more circular. That's exciting.
Well,
that's,
it turned out to be.
Well, and it can be if you want it to be, if you orchestrate
circles
it beautifully enough.
Circles are helpful. Did you know that your car has 5 circles on it that help it move forward? Mm-hmm. And you may ask, what's the 5th circle? It's the steering circle. I believe they call it.
My steering circle.
My steering circle has stopped working.
I no longer have control of this multi-tender.
I need more lubricant for my steering circle. I know a lot about cars.
Yeah, you do. You're the car guy in the family.
Absolutely.
The one that we go to. We're like, hey, Jason, what about this strut?
Yep.
Spark plugs?
I'd say that's you got a flying buttress right there. It's flying right out of the hood.
Castles are so cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what were you saying before that?
I want canned hands.
Diatribe. Do you remember any? So it wasn't important at all. Okay. Democratic debate. Chapened.
You know, as fun as those are, I can't wait for the newest lip reading of that. That's going to be...
Oh, yeah.
I look forward to those more than I do the actual debates.
Yeah, that one's going to be good. I'm going to say the Republicans always give them way more, you know, to work with.
That's true.
Because that was the one thing.
They have
to
be more creative, with the Democrats.
They certainly do. Although that side eye, they're probably going to do something with that.
Ooh.
That's legendary. The Bernie Sanders side eye.
Sanders side eye.
Did you see that? You hear about that? You know about that?
No.
I didn't see it until I just watched The Daily Show and they highlighted it. Because I saw there's a meme going around, and you will see probably more memes once people catch on. Because there was this this one line where Hillary just was going on about purporting what Sanders' stance was on several subjects, and apparently she was far off on her understanding, and Bernie gave her just a complete old man, just involuntary, just looked inside like, what, bitch? It's one of those. It was awesome, and it's going all over the place.
It's so good, because literally, you finally get to a point where it's like, do you hear yourself? Like, honestly, do you hear yourself? Well,
that was what was shocking, is that, what's her nose? Chelsea just stepped in it, because they put her on the trail, because they were like, hey, let's get the whole fam, because, you know, they get all the family involved and stuff, and Chelsea probably, she doesn't have much going on. She didn't really turn, she's more of a, whatever Hillary's maiden name is, she didn't turn out to be a Clinton, as it seems. So they put her out there to try to get some publicity, and she, made a couple statements attacking Sanders, and they were inaccurate statements, and she got a lot of heat for it. People saying that she needs to, you know, probably better prepare and know what she's talking about before she does that. And then from what I could tell, Hillary It was, she said specifically, I think, that Sanders wants to dismantle the single-payer healthcare system that we have in place, and he wants to do something else or completely just take it apart, where I think he's very much in favor for that kind of healthcare system, and he wants to work with it and in it to improve it and keep improving it. But
you can make things better. I thought once you make it, it's done.
And then
Are you talking about plastic surgery for laws and healthcare?
And then it's done, and you either have to angrily shatter it with your fists while crying.
You do.
Or you have to tell on somebody and make somebody else fix it, and that also includes crying and waving your fists.
Yeah,
I mean, it's funny that, once again, old people and young people, palsy of the fists, very, very pivotal to their opinions, their opinion gesturing. Yes. But then Hillary represented the same opinion that Chelsea did and got in a bunch of trouble for. She said that Sanders, and I don't think that was the side eye comment. There was something more egregious than that. But she said that, you know, Sanders wanted to dismantle the new healthcare system that was put in place recently, and it's not true. So it's kind of weird. I don't know what's going on with that. Like, people, she feels like a Kanye West almost, where people say that she's like super calculating and manipulative, but she really doesn't seem to know what she's talking about or doing for somebody who's that high level. I mean, people say, well, at least Kanye writes good music. No, he doesn't, and he doesn't write it. Like, the music that he puts out, he produces.
They're literally, they know, they've pegged a far amount of the United States. They know that people are just like, hey,
yeah.
They don't like fact check or, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
no. I mean,
you don't
that's
have to.
Most of the,
you don't
I mean,
have to.
There's no way to, but most of the disagreements, we'll call them, the fun have at yous that I have with people on Facebook, the back and forth, the pleasant volleys,
are usually
them saying something unfounded and spurious, me pointing out that it's first opinionated, second, unfactual, third, has been disproven. And then they'll move on to another point, and they'll continue along this way, and none of their missteps count toward the discussion, which is always a frustration. I don't know how to inject that into a conversation to, like, we need in debates, like, fight scorecards or something, you know? To really show, like when someone
like,
takes a hit.
Data, like, as you argue, and then they come back and, like, you whoop.
Yeah, you have some eggheads who know all the stuff off the top of their head, you know, like fight scorers, you know, they know all the moves you can make and all the things, because there are smart people out there. The people who argue, they have a certain charisma that the smarter people don't have, that the smart people have to stay out of these kinds of arenas. But if you actually had one of these people judging, and then so every time, like in a debate, like you just have the score in the bottom that just shows like unfactual, and then you see like how much, like a golf score at the end, who's in the negative and who's in the positive or something.
That would be actually so interesting, because like you, like, okay, so say, oh, what was the show? Regis and Kathy Lee. When they used to do Regis and Kathy Lee, now it's like Kelly and what's his nose? Michael Strahan or whatever.
Kelly and Godzilla.
Yes, that guy.
That's Godzilla.
Anyway, there's that guy,
no way,
like
that was Kelly.
Gelman or whatever on the side, and they would say something and he'd be like, nope, that's incorrect. I'm like, oh, sorry, that's incorrect. Like, they would literally, like, in the middle of a show, be corrected. And I like that. I like that. It's like, yeah, I know we got our facts wrong. Like, you don't have to wait a whole day for the newspaper to be like, oops.
Well, I feel like in the debates...
More live, I like that.
In the debates, they try to... at least the Republican,
like,
debates...
The feed at the bottom could be like, no, Bernie never said that.
Well, no, I mean, you can see... I agree. I don't disagree with that, but... But I think in the debates, the moderators do attempt, like, especially in the Republican debates, they a couple times would attempt to push subjects and to, I don't know, to put the spurs to them a little bit. But in those debates, they don't respond to that. I would like to see, I don't know, that's the problem, is when those things are said or put forth, everyone just views those as opinions too, just as much as the crazy thing that was said before that's not true. So I don't know how to actually make that, like...
I know, you can build upon anything, truth or lies. Let's start building. Let's build a house. Oh, yeah. Did the house... Oh, no, did
Improv.
It not work out? Is it lopsided? Let's just build a new one. Let's leave this one. Let's go to a new one.
2016 presidential improv. It's what we've got here.
Oh,
it's
just a whole
just a whole bunch of angry, sedated.
But they really are just going at it. Like they're just
red-faced
stuff.
White people.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. If we could just defer for a second, let's not talk about whether or not Hillary Clinton is legitimate or not. She's just here. It is. Let's shift the focus. She's putting on weight.
She's gotten fat,
and everybody knows it.
Yeah. Well,
that's how easily we can be like, "Ooh, look," and they're like, "Mm-hmm, she has. What's she been eating?"
Well,
and
she's speaking
like,
of,
hey, that's not right.
That's a good point,
you're
though.
Fat shaming, you know. What I mean?
That's a good point, though, as far as image, because her campaign, ironically, stupidly, hypocritically, and oddly, has begun pointing out Bernie Sanders' age. And I think we talked about how he looks like shit. No one would agree. No one would disagree.
Because he's dedicated to his job.
Yeah, and he doesn't care how he looks. But Hillary is pointing out his age and that sort of thing. But that happened to her, like, last year, the dumbass. Like,
yeah, honey,
goddamn,
you
bitch.
Really,
what's
honestly,
your,
you can't get it together then.
You can't.
Look at you.
Like,
your suits are getting awful. They're
it happened to you.
You've got like four chins.
I'm saying that she learned nothing from the experience. She just she picks up a stone that was thrown at her. It hits her in the head, and then she throws it at somebody else. That's the kind of idiot she is. That's what I mean. She doesn't strike me as a smart person. I don't buy it. Everyone says she's smart. She knows a lot about this stuff. She seems to know shit.
No, she's just a manipulator who learned the system, and she's getting it to work for her.
Well, I mean, she's just as manipulative as
your
average bear.
You don't have to be smart to be a manipulator.
That's what I'm saying.
You just have to be experienced.
Or just want to do it. I mean, eventually you'll get the experience. You start out somewhere.
And if not, you got a PR team that can help you out.
In the manipulative arts.
Oh, no, Jason, we're going to lose our Hillary Clinton listeners. I don't think anybody who listened to us to begin with were Hillary Clinton supporters.
Yeah, I don't think that...
I think we expect more
I don't think that gnats and dogs and house pets
and
really care
dog
for
feces
the political
ears.
Dialogue. Yeah. For forward-facing ear-hole aliens from the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so remember how we've talked about, like, the Oregon standoff?
Hold on. I just want to tell one forward-facing ear-hole binary joke, if I could. Mm-hmm. Just
I would like to Hold give on. You that space.
Okay.
Wait. Jace? No! You're probably saying your joke right now.
What are you talking?
Oh, there you are.
Did you hear tapping?
Nope.
All right. Well, that was the joke. So, that's part of the problem that you don't have the forward facing ear holes required.
I don't. Why am I here again?
you aren't here. That's my point. You aren't
hear
what I say.
I can't.
You can't has no.
Sometimes because I don't want to.
Yeah, well, that's a popular opinion. So you will find many people who will jump into that ball pit with you. That proverbial ball pit, that taint pit.
Ooh.
Taint pit. Is that one of the Jolly pits?
Yep.
Is there any one of them like a taint? Just take on names.
It was almost Taint West. But it actually ended up being Saint West, so it was very close.
Oh, okay. Well,
it was very close.
Good for them.
Good for him.
Good for them.
Okay, so the Oregon occupiers. So, okay, this is funny.
Taint West grows a hell of a beard.
Ha ha! Hairy bastard. Okay. So apparently the occupiers, they asked for supplies to get them through the winter. Did you hear about this? And the people sent them gifts of sex toys, glitter, and nail polish. That's not what they were expecting.
Yeah, this
but
is all
that's
over.
Funny.
They got dick slapped.
Oh, they did with an actual fake dick.
They say the guy over there, you saw how upset he was, and then he's like spending all your money on this stuff, and this is the same problem I have with decriers of Sanders, is that it's not all of our money. You see, this is the point. We're not losers, as you claim. You're the losers.
All of our money. I left enough money to pay for my lights. Thank you.
Just barely.
This was just funny enough to me to spend this.
It's the point. It's like, yes, as a matter of fact, sir, yes, I have that much extra time and money to spread my hatred for you.
Well, and like here at home on our own home front, like we pay our bills, we take care of our children, and I bought a motorized stuffed dog that twerks. Do I have massive amounts of expendable cash? I don't. But to me, it was worth it enough.
That could have gone to your children's college funds.
I know. It could have. Yeah. But
now,
no,
you have a dancing flower that activates when pets walk by it.
I know. I love that. That was so cute when they made that. Yeah. No, but I mean, the fact that this dog twerks is just the best thing ever. I mean, it's better than I am. I'm still getting lessons every day until I get that twerk.
I'm learning things from this idol that I've put in my sacred place.
Yes, it's in my
just
living
a twerking
room.
Plastic dog.
Not plastic.
I'd like to
he
see it
fur.
Enshrined in candles and pictures of ancestors.
Okay, that would be really funny because there I could get some of those candles and light them.
And then when you start praying, you're like, "Oh, mighty spirit, please lend me a sign of your divine will."
And I'll literally.
And there's
put,
just
like
a moment of silence. And then it starts twerking.
Yeah, and then I'll have like pictures of like Nicki Minaj and like other people who are like super
David Bowie.
Always.
You'll want David Bowie.
Bowie,
the recently deceased, because they will be the closest to the gateway and they'll be the ones, the spirits that you, they'll be the highest and closest lightning rods on the other side.
Oh. I can't believe Alan Rickman died. That's sad too.
It is. Yeah. Mr. Potter. That's a terrible Rickman
Severus.
Impression. Mr. Potter. It's all nasally. Mr. Potter. It's
you
awful. Just,
you know what? You work on it. You work on
I'm
it.
I'm not going to. Speaking okay. of the occupiers, I wanted to say that I think I discovered something that the Republicans are in an unfortunate... at least the people who are all on that, it's mostly Republicans on the side of keeping the refugees out. I'm not saying Republicans are all this way.
Oh,
but
yeah, because it's a mixed bag.
Just using them as these are the handles that are in the zeitgeist, so I'm going to use them. So many Republicans.
Republicans included, not excluded.
But largely.
Okay.
99%.
Let me be clear.
Republicans. who are against refugees coming in, they just, from the more I see it, the more people agree with Trump, is that they're just plainly xenophobic. They just do not like the idea of foreigners. Like, that's as plain, it's not racist, it's xenophobic. They just don't like the idea of foreigners. It's just like,
yeah, it's not
monkey brain,
like,
lizard
they're
brain
driven
thing.
By fear. Do you really think they care
well,
about
color? Well, hold on. Nope, getting to that.
Ooh.
It's, They don't like foreigners, and so it's like it's not a fear thing. They just don't like it. It's like this weird, it's this bigot sort of like a frog that I imagine is just sitting there, and you try to move it, and it's like, burp. It's like, I don't want to move, burp, for no reason. Burp. I just take up this amount of room, burp, and I don't want to move. Burp. That kind of thing. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's the way I see them. They just don't want to move, and they don't want people to come in and make them move and change. So
that's true.
It's not racist. It's not fear.
You have to shift.
But it looks like fear because they've used the fulcrum of refugees to enforce their already xenophobic mindset. Okay. Refugees just so happen to be coming in droves. They've never wanted anybody else to come in. Now that refugees are such a subject, it makes them look afraid, which I don't think they are. They just don't
well,
want
no,
anybody
there
in
still
here.
Fear of change. That's still a thing too.
Well, there is that fear. I mean, you could dissect everything that we do is for fear of perishing. So
and change.
At the bottom of it. If you don't, you're afraid to die, so you eat. Sort of that kind of thing, but my point is that I think it's more them just being bigoted and not liking anybody more than them being afraid of terrorism. I do think there's an element of that, but I'm trying to dissect exactly how they're justifying it or how they're able to manifest this dialogue.
And for those who don't know, xenophobic is an adjective. Meaning
for being afraid of Xena, the warrior princess,
unreasonably
Lucy
fearful,
Lawless. Fearful of Lucy Lawless is scary.
She's very
and so being xenophobic is
yes.
understandable. Hey, it's kind of poignant. That's the sound she makes.
Unreasonably fearful of or hating anyone or anything foreign or strange.
Yeah.
What's his other word? Kerflooey? Is that a real word?
That sounds pretty...
It's real.
Like it'd be used along some N-bombs.
Go kerflooey, to cease functioning, especially suddenly and completely. Ah!
Oh.
Sorry.
How unprofessional.
No, I set it up to where it can ring on my iPad, too. So I have my phone ready, but I'm not ready on my iPad. I don't answer numbers that I don't recognize, though. They're just going to have to wait.
Well, good for them.
Kerflooey is the word of the day, actually.
Oh.
Oh, really quick, though. It's funny. Back to the occupiers. It says, a Chicago-based designer posted an online order he made on Wednesday for a 55-gallon drum of passion lubricant costing more than $1,000 and addressed Attention Oregon Militia. And then he said, I hope nobody shoots me with a gun, the designer said on Twitter.
Man, that's awesome. I would like to actually just like empower everybody to as much disposable time and income as you have. Just, you know, send it. This is the way we can fight them, with just social trolling. We can show them.
It does make it you humorous.
You thought that a table full of dildos was upsetting? Watch this.
But oh, do we have more.
A conference full of lube. A conference of lube. Conference.
Conference about lube.
Yep. We really need to discuss this lubricant issue, fellas.
You guys discuss amongst yourselves. This is the next big thing. You can occupy lubricant manufacturing. If you want. Yeah. If you want. Speaking
occupy,
of...
Occupy manholes.
I just dropped my phone. Got it.
Oh, I think I got it, guys. Get your phone together.
I can't. I dropped it. So, okay, here's the thing. When we start talking about, like, people and their fear and their all these things, there are also people who are on the other side of it who just kind of set out some ridiculousness, like almost charging up the race debate yet again, even though they say
the
they're
Jesse
trying to...
Oh, the Jesse Jacksons of the world?
And they say they're trying to stand up for it. Most notably, right now, the most current one, headline reads, Spike Lee, Jada Pinkett Smith say they'll boycott the Oscars. Okay? I just would like to read this first little bit, and then I have something to say about it, and then you can talk. Hold on. Okay. So the Oscars just lost two big stars. Jada Pinkett Smith and Spike Lee won't be attending, the two announced Monday on social media. Cry me a river. Smith initially contemplated skipping the 88th Annual Academy Awards after her husband, Will, did not net a Best Actor nomination for his turn as Dr. Bennett Omalu in Concussion. The actress confirmed her intent to boycott in a video on Facebook. Maybe it is time we pull back our resources and we put them back into our communities, into our programs, and we make programs for ourselves that acknowledge us in ways that we see fit, that are just as good as the so-called mainstream, she said. We are a dignified people and we are powerful. Let's not forget it, Smith said. So let's let the Academy do them with all grace and love, and let's do us differently. Okay, here's the thing. First of all, you ever think about the fact that maybe it's not that your husband's black? It has nothing to do with that because, A, it's just an award show celebrating celebrities about, like, patting themselves on the back. Wah, wah, cry us. No one cares. Secondly, maybe the other people were just better in their roles. It has nothing to do with the color of your skin. And the fact that we would try to do that, like how colleges, you know, they're required to have so many black people, so many Indians, so many, like, they have to, like, so many Asians, like, to keep everything diverse. Do you want us to give you a nomination just so that we diversify? Like, maybe other people were just better this year. Not that he wasn't great. And besides, this is just a place for you guys to show off and pat yourselves on the back. Why do you have to choose this as a launching pad for race yet again? You're making it worse.
Yeah, she is kind of Kanye Westing it possibly in a little bit, because, I mean, did she watch and analyze every single other contender? Like, is she fairly considering it? She's arguing for her husband, which she seems a little bit biased, perhaps, in that case.
Do you think so?
And, yeah, you point out this is probably the silliest and most nonsensical arena to bring up a serious subject like that.
Well, and it's funny because... Spike Lee had tweeted or Instagrammed whatever. He said, hashtag Oscars so white, dot, 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 again.
Yeah, this
it's
is
like,
a...
It's like, oh, okay. Well,
I don't know. I feel like there are people of color and minorities, of all minorities, white ones too, for the love of God, in other countries who are experiencing far more downtrodden conditions than this. I mean, I do agree this is inhuman to not give Will Smith an award. It's just inhuman. Have you seen the man act? He's a sensation. He brings every story to life and every character.
And it's
so
not
I,
just with his face.
I feel his wife's pain. However, it is misplaced. Her vitriol.
And then here at the end it says, but one celebrity was celebrating a victory Monday. Ice Cube, who stars in the action comedy Ride Along 2, noted that
An animated and living, talking Ice Cube.
Just a cube.
It was
noted
frozen.
That his movie won the box office this weekend. It knocked Star Wars The Force Awakens out of the top spot. He tweeted, who cares about snubs when you getting stubs? Hashtag Ride Along 2 is the number one movie in America. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's about stubs, not snubs.
Totes.
I was like, yeah, Ice Cube.
Well, good for him.
Good for him. He's not going to add fuel to that silly
little
fire.
We need to have, apparently, this is a discussion that white people aren't allowed to have. So we can't say anything like that. It's got to be a black person to say it.
That's
which
right.
Is
we got to go find somebody.
Ridiculous. We got to go find someone the right color to weigh in on this non-racist discussion.
If you could just start here and start reading down. Thank you. Yeah,
it's
we'll
like,
pay you
check
when you're
your privilege. Yeah.
Check your privilege.
What is that, like a coat? Is there a privilege check? Did I miss it?
Yeah. Did I? Do I get
Where's
a
the privilege
ticket?
Check?
Yeah.
It's just like you see a bunch of white leathers just hanging out.
Hey, you can have one too if you want.
Yeah, like I'm going to go grab Rush Limbaugh's privilege and go try it and go about the town in that for once.
Whatever that all was. Loved it.
Oh, I'm Rush Limbaugh. I've got way too much anger inside of me.
And
I'm swollen from anger.
Okay. All right. Let's pinch this one off.
3, 2, 1. Yes.